From the Qantas flight deck, this is Plain Speaking.
Welcome to Plain Speaking, where we answer some of our passengers' commonly asked questions and look into what makes Qantas one of the world's safest airlines. In this session, we'll find out what it really takes to become a Qantas pilot.
Hi, I'm Qantas pilot Captain Dale Newman, and in the next few minutes, I'll discuss our approach to pilot selection and training. Qantas only employ pilots after they have completed a very demanding and comprehensive selection process. In fact, the entry requirements are so high that our pilots are considered among the best in the world. Some of our candidates are graduates of the Australian Air Force, while many have previous experience in other domestic or foreign airlines. There are essentially two entry paths to becoming a pilot at Qantas: the general aviation or military route, whereby pilots gather experience and qualifications to meet the Qantas entry requirements. The other is via the Qantas Cadet Scheme, whereby the company closely scrutinise candidates essentially selected as potential future captains as they gain their experience. No matter where a pilot comes from or what their previous experience, after joining Qantas, we all go through a lengthy training course, at the end of which we qualify as a second officer. From there, we slowly advance through the promotional ranks, which takes many years. Second officers can be recognised by the two gold bars worn on their shoulders or jacket sleeves. There are many types of training courses a pilot has to attend throughout their career. Nearly all consist of intensive classroom work, exercises in a simulator, in-flight training, and finally, a series of check flights and tests. The simulators used at Qantas are not at all like the flight simulator on your home computer. They are extremely expensive, advanced training devices that, inside, look, act, and feel exactly like the real thing. They can be made to simulate countless combinations of weather and aircraft emergency conditions in order to train us how to respond correctly for every conceivable situation. Understandably, the most intensive training occurs during a pilot's promotion from first officer, the pilot with three gold bars, to captain, who has four. It typically takes 10 to 15 years from joining Qantas to become a captain. Regardless of having graduated from their initial or promotional training, every Qantas pilot has to revisit the simulator centre every 4 months to ensure that they stay up to date with all the skills and knowledge necessary to ensure the highest standard of safety is maintained. In addition to this, together with our flight attendants, we also undergo cabin emergency procedures training at least once a year, and we are required to pass stringent annual medical examinations. Another aspect that often surprises people is the fact that pilots of large airliners can only fly one type of aircraft at a time. And that is to say, pilots cannot change from flying a Boeing 747 one day to flying an Airbus A330 the next. The reason for this is aviation authorities consider large airliners too complicated for any pilot to fly more than one aeroplane type. There is simply too much specific technical and procedural information to remember. It is therefore comforting to note that your flight crew is completely familiar with the aeroplane they are flying. It ensures a high level of understanding in exactly how the aeroplane works and the most efficient and safe way to fly it. If a pilot is to change aircraft types, he or she has to undergo another intensive course known as conversion training. This takes several months, during which pilots learn all aspects of their new aircraft, including many sessions in that particular aircraft simulator. After they have completed their conversion, they will no longer be allowed to fly their previous aircraft type, even if they have thousands of hours of experience on it. It all adds up to a major investment in your safety. On short flights, there are always two pilots on the flight deck. On longer flights, there are three. On especially long flights to Europe, Asia, or North America, four pilots operate the aeroplane, changing shifts throughout the flight. Even if you don't know your pilots personally, you can be certain when you fly Qantas that they are among the best in the world. I'm Captain Dale Newman. Thank you for listening, and thanks for flying Qantas, the spirit of Australia.
You've been listening to Plain Speaking.